My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. What a perfect verse for this Advent Sunday where we light the candle of joy. Joy should be full in our lives. It should be rich and a blessing to our lives. And that's why our candle is pink. We have a different color today. As I told you, the blue candles, we changed to the blue candles. They were the color of Mary. But the pink candle, the third Sunday in Advent, is a Sunday of joy. It's the Sunday when we focus on the joy of a woman who was told that she would be the mother of the Messiah, the Christ. You know, most women get pretty excited when they find out they're pregnant. And that was not any different for Mary. In the scriptures in Luke, he gives us a detailed account about this. And we also have to realize that a few months earlier, her cousin Elizabeth had conceived a child who would be Jesus' cousin, first cousin, John the Baptist. And we are told that after Mary discovered that she would be the mother of the Messiah, we are told, "And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. And in those days, Mary arose, and she went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judea. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, speaking to Mary. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Isn't it interesting how God used these cousins in a very special way to bring good news to the world? And after Mary had listened to that angel, she immediately went to Elizabeth to share with her. And Elizabeth felt her own child leap in her womb and recognized that within Mary was her Lord, not yet born, just conceived. It would be months before this child would come into the world, and years before he would begin his public ministry. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, was filled with joy and knew that God, in all of his glory, was at hand in her presence. One of the greatest poems in history is in the scripture. And we heard it this morning. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. That's a summary of the faith that we need to have. My soul magnifies the Lord. We're told in Genesis, in the beginning, God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and mankind became a living being. It took the flesh, took the ground, mold it together, breathe the Ruach, the Spirit of God, into this clay body, and it became a nephesh, a soul, a living soul. And we're all living souls. And we're all here to magnify the Lord. Our joy should be in magnifying the Lord. What happens when you take a magnifying glass and put over something? I mean, the older I get, the more I need this. I mean, you know, I'm wearing 6 magnifying glasses here since I've got trifocals. And they make things larger and easier for me to see. A magnifying glass enlarges what's already there. My soul magnifies the Lord. When we get it right, we make the good things of God even better. When we have the joy of the Lord in our lives, we magnify our souls, everything that we are, magnifies the goodness of life. Now, in the busyness of this season, and this in particular was kind of a killer week for me, I had a tendency to forget about some of the simple joys of life until I had the privilege of picking up my 4.5-year-old and 1.5-year-old Friday afternoon. And we took them out to dinner. And, you know, it is just so nice to see your children use their manners. And after dinner was over, my 4-year-old said, "Thank you, Gaga, for dinner." I said, "Well, sweetheart, you're so welcome." We went out to the car and we started home. And a couple of blocks from the house, there were houses that were really lit up. And both children just started squealing with excitement and joy. "Look at the lights. Look at the lights." And the little 1.5-year-old, "Look at that. Look at that." And then we'd ride on a little further. "Look at that. Look at that." And we ride on a little further. "Look at that. Look at that." I mean, you know, every light we passed filled them with joy and filled them with glee. And we turned down our street, it's a dead end. But there were lights on it, and they were just going crazy. Can we get out and touch it? I mean, you know, they were just so full of themselves. And I said, "Jane, let's turn this car around and go to some other neighborhoods." Their joy was infectious. They had magnified the joy of the Lord for me that night. Friday night, two little children magnified the joy of this season for their grandfather. That I caught the joy in their squeals. I captured the thrill of seeing lights as if they were miraculous. That they weren't just electrical things hooked into a plug that glowed. They were magic. Because they were magic to these two little children. And we rode in neighborhoods. My 4.5-year-old must have said Merry Christmas out the window 1,000 times. Now, normally that would get on my nerves. But I was so filled with the joy of the Lord and what they had given me in their excitement. And the little one was just all over herself. And when we got into one neighborhood, we let them unhook the seat belts and the seats so they could get closer to the window and closer to the lights and closer to the joy that was in their hearts. And we said, "Get back in your seat because we're going to go to another neighborhood." And the little ones back there, "I tuck, I tuck." And we said, "What?" "I stuck, I stuck." And she'd gotten her foot caught in the belt. But she was just so full of the miracle of this season. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Are we letting the joy that God wants us to experience in Christ Jesus magnify God Are we letting that Holy Spirit fill us with rejoicing, lifting us above the problems of everyday life and seeing the miracle of life through a child's eyes, seeing things anew? And I am so thankful that those two little ones gave me so much Friday night. But you see, our Lord was a little one, born into a family just like you and me. God blessing the family that we could experience and magnify the glory of the Lord in everyday life and experience its joys in a wonderful way, to transform our lives and give us something that the world can't give us. There's a story of a little 11-year-old boy who was in a hospital like, say, Chapel Hill, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, up there to see specialists. And the surgeon who was going to perform heart surgery on this 11-year-old boy walked into the room. And he says, son, I want to explain to you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut you open and I'm going to cut your heart open. And you know what I'm going to find? And before he could go on, the little boy says, you're going to find the joy of Jesus. And he says, okay, but what I'm going to find is I'm going to find a damaged heart. The little boy says, yeah, but you're going to find the joy of Jesus. And he says, I think I'm going to find some damaged valves. I think I'm going to find that your heart just isn't quite right. The little boy says, yeah, but you're going to find the joy of Jesus there too. And the surgeon started getting frustrated, and he looks over at the parents, and they're sitting there nodding their heads. And the little boy says, when you cut open my heart, you're going to find the joy of Jesus there. And the surgeon just got frustrated and walked out of the room and motioned for the parents to come out with him. And he says, you know, I just don't think he understands how serious this is. You know, he might not live. What I find when I cut open his heart may mean that this child is going to die. But the parent says, yeah, but he really believes you're going to find the joy of Jesus in there. And the surgeon went back to his office and he was angry. He wasn't angry at the little boy and he wasn't angry at the parents. He was angry with God. He says, God, how can you be a loving God and do this to a little child? If you really love people, how can you put an 11-year-old boy through this? And he believes in you so much. He believes I'm going to find the joy of Jesus when I cut open his heart. And I know I'm just going to find a maldeformed heart that will not allow this child to live. I'll do everything I can to help him live, but I think that's what I'm going to find. And in his anger, he heard a small, still voice speak to him and said, I'm working through that little boy. That little boy's living out his mission in life. That little boy may not be on earth long, but that little boy will be with me forever. The doctor went on through his day, prepared himself for surgery, took that 11-year-old boy into surgery, and late that evening in the recovery room, he walked in beside the bed, and he looked down on this 11-year-old boy that he was not able to help. Kind of groggy-headed, the little boy looked up at him and he smiled and he says, doctor, what did you find when you cut open my heart? And he said, I found the joy of Jesus. Are you looking for the joy of Jesus? My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. It's the joy of Jesus in your heart. That's what God wants. Let us pray. Oh, Father, how we want to know that kind of joy. We want to know the joy that Mary and Elizabeth felt so long ago. We want to know and get back the joy of little children who are just thrilled by simple things. Like colored light in the night. Father, we want to experience the confidence of a little boy who knows the joy of Jesus is in his heart. And when we do, Father, we will magnify you so that others will see your goodness and your love and your glory. And our spirits will rejoice because indeed you are God, our Savior, for now and forevermore. Amen.